With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The American Awakening coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. I just finished playing a clip with Josh Gibson and Michelle Malkin on the comments for the 9/11 debate. I'm going to comment on that in a minute. First, I want to remind everybody that we are on a pledge drive here. You want to dig down in your pockets, give what you can give. People who have not yet donated, please do. You'll feel better when you do. People that have donated and can afford to do so some more. We're still not quite out of the woods yet, folks. We need some more donations. So if you would, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on PayPal. Or you can send your check or money order to 1015 South May Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or simply pick up the phone, call 800-724-2719. Talk to Julie or Smiling Sandra. And Smiling Julie, and make a donation. Thank you so much, and remember us. We bring valuable information out there, folks, and we need to keep this message going. Now, let's take some time and talk about buzzwords. Notice how Fox News, and this is fair and balanced Fox News, folks, is talking about 35% of Democrats, 26% undecided Democrats have not been infected with the 9/11 virus. Well, isn't that interesting? Which is an inference that all Republicans, no Republican has been infected with the virus. There isn't any Republicans out there, with the exception of Ron Paul, that believes 9/11 was an inside job. So what they're doing is this fair and balanced network is shifting. Everybody who doesn't believe the official story of 9/11 is now a Democrat. Isn't that interesting? But going a step further, on the 9/11 truth virus, the buzzwords that Michelle Malkin throws in there, tinfoil hat, fantasy. Well, Michelle, I have to tell you that this is no fantasy because your colleagues in your own network have, and I just demonstrated this by showing a clip before I showed this one, in mainstream clips. And I'm talking about people that are a lot more well-known than you, Michelle Malkin, like Dan Rather. We're talking about bombs in the buildings and the possibility of a controlled demolition. So, no, we're not wearing tinfoil hats. And we're not impervious to reason, because once we connect the dots, we see that there isn't any reason other than it was an inside job, Michelle. And other buzzwords like, quote, cesspool. And Ron Paul has aligned himself with these people that have this, quote, virus. And Charlie Sheen and Rosie O'Donnell. No, it's not a virus, Michelle. You know what it is. It's intelligent and healthy questions. That's what it is, Michelle. Now, the problem is, Michelle, I have a question about you. So, is there a break? Do we have a break coming up shortly or not? Okay, so we missed that break? All right. It didn't go in there. All right, what I'm going to do now, folks, remember, Michelle Malkin now appears periodically on Bill O'Reilly. She has her own website. She's an up-and-coming, if you will, reporter. And she's getting herself more and more, or not getting herself, but she is becoming more and more and more well-known. And she's appearing on Fox News quite regularly. So let me read this article to you. What really happened? Oh, excuse me. The six-month anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attack is upon us. Here are a half dozen unsolved mysteries still in my mind. By the way, this article was written in March of 2002. What really happened on United Airlines Flight 93? As the Philadelphia Daily News reported back in November, many folks in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where the hijacked Boeing 757 crashed, believed the plane was shot down. Eyewitnesses reported seeing a small, unmarked jet flying overhead immediately after impact. Others are convinced they heard the piercing sound of a missile. A federal flight controller told the Telegraph of Nashua, New Hampshire, that an F-16 had indeed been in, quote, hot pursuit of Flight 93 until it hit the ground. One of the 9/11 calls from the passenger on the flight indicated that there was an explosion aboard the plane. The FBI immediately confiscated the tape. The 8-mile-wide debris field seems to bolster claims of an onboard explosion. So did the discovery of a 1-ton chunk of plane's engine far from the rest of the crash site, which some say points to evidence that a heat-seeking missile targeted the flight? Then there's the 8-minute gap from the time all cell phone calls from the plane ceased and the time it crashed. Although both the cockpit voice recorder and flight data recorder were recovered, not a single scrap about what was on the black boxes has officially been released. This despite the government's otherwise routine release of such information. In parentheses, recall that after American Airlines Flight 587 crashed in New York last November, the feds released detailed information from one of the black boxes within less than 2 days. The feds insist on keeping all of the Flight 11 data secret because disclosing such information might, quote, interfere with enforcement proceedings, unquote. Against whom? All the hijack culprits are dead. What really happened on American Airlines Flight 11? Did one of the hijackers have a gun on board? Was it planted before the flight took off, or was it smuggled on? Either way, shouldn't someone be held accountable if such an egregious security breach did in fact take place? Investigative reporter Paul Sperry, formerly the Investor's Business Daily and now with the WorldNetDaily.com, scooped the mainstream press by exposing a high-level internal report from the Federal Aviation Administration. It detailed the alleged shooting of Flight 11 passenger Daniel Lewin by hijacker Saddam al-Sakami. According to the document, which was later obtained by the Washington Post, USA Today and others, an onboard flight attendant reported in the phone call that, quote, one bullet was reported to have been fired, unquote, during the flight, killing Lewin before the plane crashed into the North Tower of the World Trade Center. FAA officials dismissed the leaked memo as a draft and claimed that the very specific report of gunfire, including the names of the victim, the shooter, and their precise seat numbers, was an editing error. Just a typo, huh? Who murdered Catherine Smith and why? Smith was the Tennessee State License Examiner who had been implicated last month in a phony ID scam involving a group of shady Middle Eastern men from New York City. Investigators say there are connections between the ring and the September 11th terrorists. One of them had a repair pass in his possession that gave him access to the lower levels of the World Trade Center basement. It was dated September 5th. A day before Smith was to appear in court over the matter, she died in a bizarre and fiery crash. inside a car registered to one of her Middle Eastern co-defendants. Smith was burned beyond recognition. Her arms and legs disintegrated into the flames. Yet her car was barely traveling over 20 miles an hour when it hit a utility pole, and damage to the vehicle was minimal. This week, the Tennessee Highway Patrol concluded definitively that her death was not a result of the crash itself. Her death was by other means. Is this the vengeful work of an Al-Qaeda killer still on the loose? Finally, what does Norm Mineta still have a job for? Who's responsible for the anthrax attacks? And most nagging, unresolved question of all, where is Osama bin Laden anyway? Well, I'll tell you what. Whoever wrote this article sounds like a tinfoil hat wearing a virus-ridden 9/11 truther. And guess who it is, folks? It's none other than Michelle Malkin. Jewish World Review, March 8, 2002. This is an article written by Michelle Malkin with her questions about 9/11, infected with that virus that we all seem to have. And by the way, if you have it, you're a Democrat. That's what she says. Isn't that interesting? Well, I have news for you, Michelle. The impervious to reason quote that you made, or logic, that you assert that none of us have, we've done the research for you. You obviously didn't do the research, but you had the same questions, okay? The question I have for you is, who indeed has the virus, and how did that virus come about? We don't have a virus. We have the truth. The virus that you have is you were either presented with a whole lot of money to change your story, or you were given the opportunity to become, you know, well-known and well-paid if you just shut up, which is obviously exactly what you did. You turned tail. You went over to the other side, Michelle, and now your little face is plastered all over Fox. Isn't that interesting? Let's go to a couple of callers here. Let's go to Gail in Texas. Gail, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call, Michael.
Sure.
I saw the same interview that you're talking about, and I had a question. About a week prior to that newscast, I saw a report, I believe it was on Drudge, and it was psychiatrists reporting people who believe the official version of 911 are in psychological denial. And I would think that would make fair and unbalanced.
Wait a minute. You saw a report saying that you... That the psychiatrists that say that people that believe the official story of 9/11 are in denial.
In psychological denial.
Right, exactly. That was signed on to, and I saw that report, that was signed on to by dozens of psychiatrists.
Yes.
And that's my point exactly, Gail, is these people, and I'm talking about Sean Hannity and Alan Combs as much, but Sean Hannity and Bill O'Reilly and now this Michelle Malkin, who, and I take offense to this, and you should too if you're a 9/11 truther.
Yes, sir, I do. I have renamed them to Oh, Bill Really Have Sanity, Michelle Making It Up, and John Give Us Some Truth.
Really. The audacity of these people is not only, I mean, they say 35% are Democrats, 26% undecided about 9/11, but they're all Democrats. There are no Republicans, so Ron Paul shouldn't be in the debates because he's not a Republican. This is just absurd. It's their way of trying to spin things. And to say that we all have a virus because we have done the research and we know the truth, and guess what? We got a lot of it right from her colleagues on mainstream news on the clip that I just played at the beginning of my show.
Yes, sir.
And the buzzwords she uses, like rabid and impervious to reason or logic, or cesspool. I mean, who is this woman?
I think we have some one-dimensional news readers that are trying to keep their corporate jobs, and that's the only way they can do it.
Oh, and they're being paid well for it. She's nothing more than a corporate or a media whore. That's all she is. And I'm tempted to send a clip of my show to Fox News. Anyway, anything else, Gail?
No, but thank you for your time.
Thank you, dear. All right, let's go to Larry in Texas. Larry, you're on with Michael.
How are you doing?
Well, I'm a little upset with this because, you know, I really don't like to talk about 9/11 too much. I'm more about, you know, trying to get solutions to it. But I continually get aggravated with these clowns that, you know, are taking Ron Paul and spinning it around like he's some kind of a virus-infected tinfoil hat-wearing guy because he speaks the truth. What's the matter with these people? You know, how much are they being paid to spew forth this venom and this garbage? Anyway,
she definitely has been paid something or threatened or reprogrammed somehow or another.
Well, that's true. And I mean, this article that I just finished reading, she penned this article. She penned it, Larry. Okay. And she's asking the same questions as a lot of us were back at that point in time. Okay. And obviously, her being a journalist and an up and coming journalist who was never heard of, they came to her and they either offered her fame and fortune or they paid her a lot of money to shut up, one or the other. I don't know.
Well, I have, Michael, my own clip that I'd like to set up first. It's about 49 seconds.
Okay.
Now, this one comes from none other than the President of the United States.
Oh,
in his own words. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, this one is one that I think, if you'll let me set it up for about 30 seconds here, I'll just tell you, it was a town hall meeting about 2 weeks after 9/11.
Okay.
And the president was calling on different ones, and he called on this little boy who asked a question. This is going to play in here. But let me first of all tell you that when the first plane hit, there was no media, supposedly, no media coverage on the first plane because nobody anticipated it.
Right.
Okay. And so when I play this, I want you to hear and understand that there was a reward out, because there are tourists all over New York always, and there was a $20,000 reward for anyone that would come up with footage, viable footage of the first plane hitting the first tower.
Okay.
But nobody had that until the following day. Okay, so with that in mind, here goes the clip.
Go ahead.
What state I was in when I heard about the terrorist attack. I was in Florida. And my chief of staff, Andy Card, well, actually I was in a classroom talking about a reading program that works. And I was sitting outside the classroom waiting to go in, and I saw an airplane hit the tower of a TV. You know, the TV was obviously on, and I used to fly myself, and I said, well, there's one terrible pilot. And I said, it must have been a horrible accident. But I was whisked off there. I didn't have much time to think about it. And I was sitting in the classroom, and Andy Card, my chief of staff, was sitting over here, walked in and said, a second plane has hit the tower. America's under attack. A reward for any.
Now, what did you think of that?
Well, I've heard that clip 20 times.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you put that into perspective that nobody knew that ahead of time. What was he doing? I mean, in the president's own words.
No, he did know. I mean, there's been other information that's come out since then, Larry, that he did know. He was informed that the first plane hit the building. He didn't see it on television. He was informed of it. There was one of his aides came up to him and asked if he was aware of it, and he said yes. He knew about it, and he'd talk about it later. But this is, I believe it's before, and I can't remember exactly. I think it was when he left the hotel on his way to the school. I can't be for sure on that, but I know that I read a report recently that he knew about it, and it wasn't from sitting in the classroom in school. Okay,
right.
So yes, I mean that particular clip has been exposed as a lie for a long time, you know, respectfully.
Right.
Yeah, but I appreciate you playing it for me.
Well, I know here where I live, I know two ladies that were supposed to be in the building. One of them who was, let's see, 9/11 happened on a Tuesday. On Friday, the Friday before, she said, in her own words, she thought the guy was a nutcase. But this guy who went through the building screaming at the top of his lungs that he quit because there was going to be a war there next week.
All right. Well, appreciate
it.
Thank you for the call, Larry. All right. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. We're going to go to a break. I got one more clip I'm going to play for you guys. Then I have a few comments. The lines are open. Stick with me. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement for HRA. Business owners.
If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. And I forgot to mention, did I mention the word cesspool? I mean, look at these buzzwords that this, this woman, I'm telling you. Rabid, cesspool, tinfoil hat, fantasy. No. Listen to who's telling us this stuff. The same lady that had the same questions. Got one more clip for you, and then I'll open the phone lines the rest of the hour, 800-313-9443. Let's go with this before we go to another break, and then we'll come back with a long segment. So here we go. I think we're going to go. Let's see. Can we hear that?
There is no longer a clear division between what is foreign and what is domestic. The world economy, the world environment, the world AIDS crisis, the world arms race, they affect us all. Today, as an old order passes, the new world is more free, but less stable.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
The President George Bush has talked time and time again about a new world order.
It is through exercises such as this that truly we can create a new world order.
Well, you can go find out what the seal is all about. You can go to London, England, and you'll find the same seal. It's the seal for the Illuminati. It's in a museum over there. Illuminati was formed May 1st, 1776 in Bavaria, Germany. Well, here in Istanbul, Turkey, of June of last year, was a culmination, ratification, one of the most evil treaties ever passed. It's called the Biodiversity Treaty. And there were two parts under that treaty. One of is rewilding or taking away of private lands. It's an actual monument there. The first commandment says, maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. See, they serve Goddess, the God of the earth. They believe everything's a god. So they want to eliminate mankind down to 500 million from the 5.6 billion on the face of the earth now. They cover these subjects. I'm going to have to go over a lot of them fairly quickly, but here's what Ted Turner said. He said a total world population, 250 million people, a 95% decline from present levels would be ideal. Prince Philip said, if I were reincarnated, I'd wish to return to Earth as a killer virus to lower human population levels. Jacques Cousteau, in order to stabilize world population, we must eliminate 350,000 people per day. Well, Here Clinton, Reagan, and Bush all talked about a world army. Here's a centerfold of the L.A. Times that says, soldiers of the New World Order. This happens to be a U.S. Marine Corps manual on the outside. The side to me is the outside cover. Well, if you open that U.S. Marine Corps manual, you'll see it says United Nations Criminal Justice Standards for Peacekeeping Police. Here, if that isn't enough, the U.S. lifts rules for Chinese. It says freighters can now dock near U.S. military base with just one day's notice. See, they can bring in their freighters, uninspected freighters, right next to an active military base and blow it off the face of the earth.
I read in Miami papers and several others that there had been a plan developed by that same agency, a contingency plan in the event of emergency that would suspend the American Constitution. And I was deeply concerned about it and wondered if that was the area in which he had worked.
And he was stopped by the chairman. But the truth of the matter is that, yes, you do have those standby provisions, and the plans are there, and the statutory emergency plans are there, whereby you could, in the name of stopping terrorism, apprehend, invoke the military, and arrest Americans and hold them in detention camps.
Several military manuals, such as these manuals, ranging from 1985 through 1994, speak of FEMA as the implementing agency for Operation Garden Plot, the plan to put American citizens in prison camps under military control.
All right, we're back. What that clip was a bit of a seminar that was being conducted by a gentleman of whom I don't even know his name, but What he alluded to is there was some clips of interviews there with not only Bush Senior, but Dan Quayle, his vice president, General Schwarzkopf, Bill Clinton, all of these people alluding to a new world order. Now, for the listeners out there that are awake, I know you know all of this stuff, but what I'm centering this on is for the skeptics out there, and I know I have a lot of new listeners, and I want to point out to you, because you can get a snippet here or there at one time or another, and something will slip through, and then it'll drop off. But this is a culmination, and it's a kind of a mosaic, if you will, of clips that have been taken and pieced together to show you that these people are indeed working for a new world order. This complicit media is owned by a very few men, and these men have it is totally controlled. These people that they put in these positions, these little prissy media shill whores like Michelle Malkin, look at Sean Hannity, little cutesy boy, okay, and then they take these spin words of which just absolutely infuriates me, and they call us tinfoil hat wearers, and it's a cesspool, and it's a virus and so forth. No, it's not. You people are the virus. You people are the problem, okay? And this RBN and networks like us, okay, we're out there. We are bringing the valuable truth to the American people. You need to support us, folks. You really need to support us. And at the end of that clip, they also alluded to prison camps. That particular clip was a gentleman, there was a congressman, I believe, that was questioning Ollie North about the possibility of prison camps. And yes, all of this stuff is being set up right now. We are living in it. We are living in a time. George Bush just, signed a presidential order just the other day, okay, to set him up for martial law. They've got all this stuff designed and ready. They are implementing it all to put the final pieces of the puzzle in play, and we're living it. And we've got to stand up. We've got to stand up and start waking up our neighbors and saying, hey, come and listen to RBN. Come and listen to what these people have to say. You don't have to tell them what it's all about. Just invite them. We'll be back in three. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Walk, Texas. Phone lines are open.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
We're back. Mike Lerzog, the American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Well, did you know that because we, all of us out there that believe 9/11 is an inside job, we're all Democrats now. Isn't that interesting? So what does that make the Republicans? You know, Giuliani and McCain. I guess that, you know, if you're a Republican now, you have to be in favor of torture and added killing. That's interesting. Let's go to Donna in Massachusetts. Donna, you're on with Michael.
Hi, Michael. Good to talk to you again. Well, I guess I'm one of those tin hat foil wearers too, and I'm totally deluded, but I spent a lot of years in the military, and I'm also former air traffic controller for the Air Force.
Really?
And I instantly knew when the second plane hit that it was impossible. It was impossible because airliners just don't go into densely populated metropolitan areas like that.
Are you a Democrat, Donna?
I guess now I am, right?
We all are. Go ahead.
But,
sorry, I'm eating a piece of pizza, folks. I've never had any lunch, so if you hear me chewing, that's why.
That's all right. I'm chopping garlic. Our son has recently woken up. He's 21 years old, and he's an Army recruiter. And,
oh, my gosh.
He
recently woke up, and he's an Army recruiter? That has to be a gut-churning experience.
It is. It's very, very hard for him. The thing that really did, he saw documents being falsified in his office and in order to get recruits. And then one of the kids that he recruited, whom he was close to, got killed. and another one who was his bunkmate in basic training had his legs blown off. And he started asking some very serious questions, and now he is, you know, in a quandary. He is trying very desperately to get out. And
what is his rank, Donna?
He's a sergeant right now.
And how long has he been in?
He's been in, let me see, well, actually, you know, since high school, about 3 years.
I mean, I can only imagine sitting in a seat across the table from a naive young man that is looking for the, you know, what he thinks are the right reasons to go into the military, and now your son sitting across the desk from him, who has woken up and knows that every time he sees one of those young, fresh, smiling faces come in here, he's got to perpetrate a lie.
Well, that's what he was encouraged to do, and he told me, he said, Mom, I never lied. He says, Mom, I've had parents come in and tell me they wanted me to guarantee that their son would never go to Iraq. And he said, I never said that was the case, that was always a possibility. And, but, you know, reality has hit home, and, what made it hit home even more was he had to be pallbearer for this young man's funeral.
Well, that's going to be devastating.
Yeah, it really was. And the mother of this boy has nothing against him, and he says he's so surprised that she doesn't. But he has that, you know, enormous sense of I'm responsible now.
Yeah. Well, and he's also in a precarious position because he can't really challenge his superiors. He's not in, he can't, you know, they have their mindset, their military mindset, and he can't even go to his superiors with the questions, I would assume.
No, basically what he's done is he has reported this to the higher command. He has refused to report into his office, and they are preparing, he thinks they're preparing to issue him an Article 15, in which case he's going to demand a court-martial in which his case can be heard. The office is under investigation, meanwhile, and somehow the investigative documents have been, quote-unquote, lost. But he does have backups for everything. And at this point, he wants to go to the media with what he has. He's so devastated by everything he has seen. So,
well, I would be happy to put him on my show.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
I would put him on in a New York minute. Yeah, I've got Dahlia Wasfi, Dr. Dahlia Wasfi, coming on Friday. I was, you know, I try to keep my show kind of, and it's hard to do, but I try to keep it kind of in context and let one story flow into another day by day.
Sure.
And I was going to kind of focus on Iraq. Dr. Wasfi's family is over in Iraq, and she's the first person to tell the real story of what's going on over there.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, well, no question about it. I would be happy to have him on the show to tell the story of what's going on.
Okay, Michael, I'll keep that in mind. I'll have him call the station.
What's that? I'm sorry.
Have him call the regular number, the RBN number, that's 724-271.
Or you can have him drop me an email if you like, personal email. My email address is discerner. Have you got a pen?
Yes, I do right now, yeah.
Okay, it's discerner 12000@yahoo.com. And have him drop me an email, just tell me, you know, identify who he is, and sure, I'll schedule him.
Okay, Michael. Thanks for everything you are doing to get the truth out there, because we are at the 11th hour, I believe.
Well, it's 11th hour and 59 minutes with what's going on here. I mean,
we are even closer than that. Yes.
Yeah, I spent more time than I wanted to on this media shill here. This Michelle Malkin. I had another article I was going to go into, but I'm telling you, you know, all of us, and you know, if you're like the rest of us, and I'm sure you are, Donna, that have really done the research, And you know, you take it on a scale and you weigh it, you know, the preponderance of the evidence. And the evidence for any intelligent thinking individual, just like you were mentioning with the psychiatrists out there,
Right. There
is no intelligent, rational thinking individual that can examine the evidence and walk away with any other conclusion than it was an inside job. And those like Michelle Malkin, who try to paint us as tinfoil hat wearing, you know, what was the word she used for it? Oh, we have a virus. That is that's the lowest, one of the lowest insults that I could think of. A mindless idiot that's being paid by the establishment to spew forth her garbage. Mm-hmm. Makes me sick. Whatever.
And these are the ones who want to put us in the camps.
Well, you know what's sad, though, is that, you know, women like her, she doesn't even know what the agenda is. She's too stupid to know what it is. And I'm not sure about the intellectual value or intellectual content of a guy like Bill O'Reilly. You know, I'm still not 100% sure. Now, I think that Limbaugh knows. I think that they're paid well enough to where they really don't care. And their whole attitude, a psychopath's attitude, is, you know, take care of your own, take care of yourself and your family and screw everybody else. That's their attitude. And even they'll sell themselves out. They'll eat their own if they have to. It's just a totally different mindset than a normal thinking, functioning human being.
Yeah, whereas people like you and I, once our eyes are open, we can't turn back. We can't close them again. And that's where my son's at. His eyes have been opened, and he's saying, I can't pretend that I don't know.
Well, you can. Yeah, if you're normal, you can't turn back. But if there's something wrong with you, and you know you have no moral compass or you have no conscience, then you know, like I'm sure Michelle Malkin was approached with, you know, fame and fortune, or maybe bought off or whatever, because this article I read that she penned 5 years ago, she sounds to me like a tinfoil hat wearing virus possessing truther. You know, and now all of a sudden she's totally turned around. So who knows?
Yeah, so somebody got to her. Yep.
Fame and fortune will do it a lot. Unless people have a moral compass that, you know, the truth is the truth, and they're not going to sway from it. And that has to go beyond, you know, just carnal. It has to be spiritual. So.
Yeah, I believe that, Michael. And I also think education, you know, people need to get out of the corporate government education system. And I'm thankful right now that at least my son has 5 years of homeschooling behind him. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what helped him with the choices that he's making now.
Well, you have him give me a call. I'll be happy to put him on the show and tell him I said so. How's that?
Okay, Michael.
Thank you for the call,
everything.
Donna. All right, let's go to Bob in D.C. Bob, you're on with Michael.
Hi, Mike. How are you today?
I'm a little
bit perturbed, I know.
Yeah, I'm trying to be. I'm trying to be positive. Go ahead.
Jesse Malkin, you know, Michelle's husband.
Mm-hmm.
Little info on him. I don't know if you know. He was a Jewish guy that went to Oberlin College, and he's a subaltern of Irving Kristol.
Okay.
And the Weekly Standard.
Sir, Irving Kristol, is that William Kristol's father?
Actually, that's his son, I think.
Oh, okay.
It might be the other way around. I'm pretty sure it's his son. I think William Kristol was the old man.
Okay.
And then you have Irving Kristol, and he's the son.
Okay.
And then there's another Kristol. Maybe William is like a junior, the guy that's on... He's on one of the TV shows every so often.
Mm-hmm.
That is not Irving. That's another William.
Okay.
But I think there were two Williams. I think it must be the younger William's grandfather's name is also William.
All right. Well, now I'm really getting confused.
I know. But they're all neocons, and, you know, they're pretty evil people, very evil people. And this Jesse Malkin is a real piece of work. He attempted to manhandle a photographer at Oberlin College during their commencement exercises in 1991, just because this girl was taking just a nonchalant picture and he didn't want his picture taken.
Wow.
He charged her, he tried to take the camera away, et cetera. So it gives you a little idea of what that whole family is like. You know, someday I'd like to tell you a little bit about what I consider. I'm not an Eric John Phelps fan as far as the Roman Catholic Church being behind everything.
Mm-hmm.
However... because I believe it's basically a Zionist op and above the Zionist. It's really the Rothschilds and their ilk.
Well, but, let me stop you there for a moment and just say, Bob, I have my beliefs.
Okay.
But the truth of the matter is on the content of my show, and this is looking at other shows, I just choose to try not to go there because then I find these people come out of the woodwork trying to pigeonhole me.
Well, that's the problem with telling the truth, and the truth gets a little redundant. There's no doubt about it.
Well,
but let me tell you about this Richard John Neuhaus. He's not Jewish. He is a former Lutheran pastor, and he converted to Catholicism in 1990. And this guy, when the Holy See came out and said any attack on Iraq would be an unjust war, this is quite a while ago, and that was in 2002. In 2003, and leading up to the war, this guy, Richard John Neuhaus, who is the intellectual top, not just of Catholicism in the U.S., but of most religions, most religious people, it doesn't matter what your religion is, most of your intellects read him. And he's a friend of Benedict, and he was a friend of John Paul II, personal friend.
Okay.
Now, this guy came out and supported the war. Being a Roman Catholic priest and intellect, he supported the war, and I have absolute proof of that, leading up to and, just days before the war. And in Roman Catholicism, he is guilty of a mortal sin. But, I won't even go into the other thing if you don't want to go there. But Richard
I really,
John,
you know, with all due respect to you, Bob,
yeah.
And I appreciate it. When you were talking about, whether you get into the truth and you're pigeonholed, the thing is people do research and they go down in different areas, and it's their perception of the truth. We all have our perception of the truth.
Well, there's only one truth.
I realize that. But the thing I'm pointing out to you is that the perceptions that human beings have of their own truth, and if they disagree, just like on my network, I've been bashed by different factions of people's opinions of the truth, and that's why, regardless of whether they're factual or not, I don't want to go there, because the bottom line is that there is a criminal, evil shadow government, if you will, that are psychopaths, and it doesn't make any difference to me whether they're Jews, Zionists, Jesuits, aliens. I don't care. Okay, I want them out of my world.
Okay. Well, how are you going to get rid of them if you don't name them?
Bob, again, that's not what my show's about. The people that want to name them with their perceptions of who they are on different shows, okay? And that's why I'm saying my show's not about that. If I want to do a show on lollipops, I'll do a show on lollipops. But it doesn't have to entertain that particular issue. That's all my point is.
So what is the point of your show?
What is the point of my show?
Yeah.
Is to bring forth factual information to people. Okay? There are other people on this network that will go down those particular paths that you wish to go.
Not me. I've told people before, I will not be a martyr for this movement. I know things. I mentioned Richard John Neuhaus. I know so much about what's going on. It's incredible. But, unless people want to attack the evil like Larry Silverstein and World Trade Center 7, unless people want to take a guy like that and throw him in the clink, and it can be done,
okay,
then, I will stand back and watch. I will play the old Ayn Rand game of shrugging. I don't like it, but if people like you aren't willing to go as deep as is necessary.
Excuse me, Bob, but I have gone deep. I just don't choose to go that deep on my show, okay? Because when I do, it doesn't matter which position I take, I'm going to get bashed. Does that make any sense to you?
Actually, it sounds like complete cowardice, Mike.
Is that right?
Yes, it does.
Well, that's great. Well, listen, do me a favor and listen to somebody else's show, Bob. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Michael in New York. Michael, you're on with Michael.
Hi,
well,
Michael. Thanks for taking my call. Hi, Michael.
How you doing?
Got to totally disagree with that conversation as far as that caller. Michael, you're doing all you can, as everybody else with the great talk radio show host. Our only problem is that we're not organized yet, and the major impetus that's looming hasn't occurred that may be the galvanizing element to bring us all together, like the UN troops getting unleashed on us, something like that, the way Washington seen it in his vision. But, Michael, you're doing a great job, great show. Let me respond to Malkin. First of all, real quick, the business of journalists is to destroy the truth. This is from John Swinton, the former chief of the staff for New York Times in 1953, while asked to give a toast to the independent press before the New York Press Club. Here's what he said. There is no such thing at this state of the world's history in America as an independent press. You know it and I know it. There is not one of you who dares to write your honest opinions, and if you did, you know beforehand that it would never appear in print.
I've heard that one, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you've heard it all. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. And so, Michelle Malkin, we know what side you're on. Let's talk about intelligence and rationale like Michael was covering. 9/11 at Pentagon. How does a 64-foot diameter hole on a 757 leave a 16-foot diameter hole on a Pentagon wall building?
Yeah, but Michael, excuse me, let me stop you. They're not interested in going there. They're not interested in they're not interested in fact. They're interested in ad hominem attacks and spin.
Yeah, you're
okay.
Right. You're right, buddy. So we can, that's right. I mean, the facts are blatant. And, right, Michael, they don't have the backbone to get any of you guys on the show to debate it honestly where you get equal airtime. They don't have the backbone for that because they are cowards. They are traitors. They're communists.
Yeah. Hang with me, okay? I got to take a break, okay? And then we'll come up for the final segment. Be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, final segment coming up here. Got Michael on the line. Go ahead, Mike, finish up.
Thank you, Michael. Well, you know, what can you say except that guy's totally off base?
Well, I got you on the line here. Here, you know, you know my show. You've been listening for a while.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm not pointing a finger at anybody, but this is for Bob, all right? And listen real quick here. Oh, the Jews are connected to the Zionists. The Zionists connected to the Jesuits. The Jesuits connected to the Vatican, and they're all happy and gay. The Vatican's connected to the aliens. The aliens connected to the Luciferians. The Luciferians connected to the reptilians, and they're all happy and gay. That's what I feel about it, okay?
See, that's perfect, perfect.
Thank you, okay.
That sums it up perfectly. And it's people like you out there 24 every day of the week, putting your neck on the line, discussing these topics, bringing it to the forefront of people's attentions over the open airways, that's just the opposite of a coward. That takes bravery, and Bob, you ought to at least respect that. Now, if we can get our act together, Bob, maybe we can all do something, but we haven't gotten to that point yet.
And by the way, Michael, I don't know whether you caught the first part of my show or not, but I've got the Pastor Joe Schimmel coming on tomorrow to talk about the rock and roll.
Okay. Great, Michael. I hope I'm around again tomorrow afternoon so I get a chance to listen to that great show.
Well, you're the reason I put him on there.
Well, okay. Oh,
you better
man.
Stick around now, buddy.
I got to get my tail home quick at 3 p.m. Okay. You
yeah.
got it.
Okay, man.
I look forward to it.
All right. Thanks, Michael. Thanks a lot. I appreciate the call, Michael. Okay. Sorry about that poor singing, guys, but it just does. It bothers me. You know, There's a lot of us out there. There's a lot of patriots out there, okay? And there's some of us that put our neck on the chopping block to do this. And I happen to be one of them. And I do it because I have to. There's something inside of me that says I have to. And there's a lot of things that I bring out on the network, and there's a lot of truths that are revealed. If I choose not to talk about one or another, that doesn't make me a coward, my friend, okay? Makes me question sometimes why I'm talking to specific people like you, Bob. Got one article left. I wonder if I got time to go into this. Had a caller that called in that was talking about, I don't remember what her subject matter was. Was it? No, I don't know. I don't think I have time to go in this. Well, at any rate, let's see. How many media shills are there out there? How many of them in mainstream media do tell the truth? I don't think there's any. There's a couple of them that come kind of close at times, and that would be Lou Dobbs, one of them. That would be Keith Olbermann's another, okay? But there's certain issues that they talk about, and there's a lot of issues that they won't. But one issue that needs to be talked about, needs to be spread throughout this land, folks, and you are the people that need to do it. And it has nothing to do with the Jews or the Zionists or the Jesuits or the reptilians or the Vaticans or anybody else. It has to do with the last hope that we have for a president in Ron Paul. Anybody that saw those debates and saw all of those controlled puppets up there alongside of him that spoke about torture, they spoke about terrorism, the truth comes shining through with Ron Paul. Support this guy. Tell your friends and neighbors about this guy. Get them to support him. This is the end of another day. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stay tuned for my friend John Stadtmiller, National Intel Report. He's coming up next. The end of another day. Have a good rest of the day, folks, and we'll see you tomorrow with Pastor Joe Schimmel. Michael, signing off.
A price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go round and round and round. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could.
It's